Hello everyone, hope you are doing well. Today we have another educational podcast on the topic of increasing sales with the law of the woodpecker. In the previous podcast, we talked about sales through diving and satanic laws and the role of speeds in sales. It is very good to listen to podcasts in order. A few days ago, one of my friends sent me a message and also he talked about the other consultant that when I wake up in the morning, I follow Arad branding trains. Also, at night before I sleep, I watch Arad branding tutorials. And the day I don't have follow the trains, I feel like I have learned something. And if I don't listen to Arad branding trains, I feel I lost something. I don't get it. And here have been seen many times when I was a business deal and I didn't succeed. Later, I realized what mistake I made, and my mistakes was mentioned in the files. According to the words of this friend of mine, I recommended you to follow and repeat the trains consistently. Practice, and I am sure you will get better result. People who watch the trains carefully. But today, opposite is the law of woodpecker. The woodpecker is a bird that has a very strong and powerful beak that is said to hit the trees 30 times per second and pierce the tree. It is interesting to know that the law of the cell has a direct relationship with the woodpecker. Or what is the woodpecker supposed to teach us? There are more than 180 type of woodpeckers in the world. For example, we have the white-tailed woodpecker, the golden woodpecker, the also even the other types of woodpecker in all over the world. In fact, if there is a jungle and if there is a trees, we can see so many woodpeckers too. Even the woodpecker is different from the woodpecker. They from their tongue stick out like a yo-yo, and they are called long tongue birds. But this bird teaches us something. It teaches us that if you set a goal, stand by it, and stick to it. And my first discussion is the goal. And in the previous file, I talked to you about, a lot about that in order to achieve success, we must have goals. And after the goal, there is a road. And I must check whatever the goal, I will reach the destination with this road. Then I will determine the means of reach that goal. What tools this road needs. And if necessary, we will learn their skills. And then on the road or at a certain time and at a certain speed, I will able to achieve my goal. That is financially. Well, at this time. Now it is time to start. Bring a paper and pen and start. What is the first goal? We have the new year ahead of us. Specify what your goal is and what you want to achieve. And when the goal is determined, the role and the tools are needed. You are going to feel a fail after a while. So if we don't specify the goal, the road, the tools, we will not successful in our goal. What goal to choose has been explained in the previous training. What goals successful people have and how they achieve them. And what success in life is like. Are you going to talk about non-financial issues? No, we are totally talking about money. But what kind of money? What kind of income? And what kind of number? And how to get it? This is our issue. Not to talk about illusions and impossible things. And if it is different, we will not reach the goal. We will not succeed. And we will not be disappointed. And the time, and also we waste ourselves and even your trainer times and energy too. But if we proceed with the plan and correctly, we will succeed and get good results. And you will get everything like a nice house, a good car, and maybe after 1 year you will get 2 years or even 3 years, and in the most pessimistic case you will get 5 years and much more. It means if you want to be successful successful person, you need to be patient, especially in business. Maybe success takes time, for example, between 1 year to 3 years or 1 year to 5 years. The first question I ask the woodpecker is which trees are you on now? What is your new goal? Woodpecker makes us understand that after defining the goal. I have a persistence on my goal, which in the sales term means a follow-up. And if you want to succeed, you must be persistent on the condition that you have the right goal and target. And then you start and you determine which one before your target. The tree is more suitable, and this is the main point of our story. It means a woodpecker, first of all, choose a tree which is more suitable for it in order to having a nest or finding insects. Let's say many of you enter the world of the business and accept that business is the best job. And accepting this story, you must be persistent and not stop, like a woodpecker. Continuously tap on the tree until you get results. Take it, woodpecker has a specific target. For example, a certain tree, and even the question why has specified the target. That is, what does that tree have, and it answers. If I do, I can make it a good nest for myself and the story, and store the seeds on the nest. Then I feed on the insects and all the woodpecker determines tree in its mind, and then goes looking for the desired tree. We tell everyone what you want. If your goal is money, good life, good relationship, house or car, attack the target by specifying the goal, and it will be clear what I want in this world. How is the objective question obtained? Do you work as a worker? Or do you have a shop? Or you will realize that these jobs, or even if you are employer, these jobs not give us the ideal life. So check which road which lead you to goals. And then we realize that business is the best way to give me everything. I grow in the business. We make friends with people like factory owner, and we find good relationship. No job expect business gives us these qualities. The woodpecker concentrated to reach the goal and does not leave the tree. And if leave it, realize that tree is not a good tree for making a nest in the tree, and finds another tree. The woodpecker does not pick on the stone, and the target is tree. The woodpecker and tries to reach the goal, but if in a wrong way, it will face to fails. Woodpeckers don't cut from the trees, and also they see all their benefits in the tree. They don't knock on the leaf or even branch, but they knock on the trunk of a big tree, and they know that this thick trunk can become a good nest and tree. And there are insects in it, and insects are like money for us. They are not human beings. The woodpeckers don't want money, and we want money for a good life, a good peace, and a good house, and a good food, and even we try to attain them. And if woodpecker recognize that one tree is good, it doesn't go to another tree. At this point, the main thing is achieve results with persistence. Many of you know that money is in business. What happened that you don't follow up and leave business, and still go after the previous and ordinary jobs? And in this ordinary jobs, many people have tried and did not get the results and right path. Is that at least one person has been succeed in it and all employees have faced problems. For example, you can say that I know a teacher who has a good income. But if you check, that income is not through the teacher's salary and he hasn't made purchase from buying or selling. Teaching may be his second job. And if the same teacher has only one job business, he will more successful. Some people reach their goals quickly and are satisfied, and that's why I look to live successful people. What they want. Today I will tell you that in order to be successful, once you have chosen the road, you must stay on it and work hard. And through persistence, the follow-up, and through like and addicted, do whatever it takes. Addicted have a trait called pursuit. They are very persistent. For example, a person who is addicted to drug is persistent. A person who is addicting to eating is persisting in eating, like a small child with wants food all the time. Or another person is addicted to a sport. He has constantly exercised. Another person is addicted to watching movie and constantly watches new movies and series and we have thousand other types of addictions. When an addicted wakes up in the morning, the brain is looking for something that is it's in their mind. And many questions to you in what are you looking for. When you wake up in the morning, unfortunately, there are many people who do not have any goals in their lives and do not know what they want in the world. Direct your brain toward your goals and the most important goal first. And then there is a road, and many people specified the goals, but on the wrong road. The goal is to start a good business, but they are not on the road to work for others. Or the goal is to get rich and have a high income with low income. We have said many times, look at the previous successful people. So because they were able, so I can be able to. And no one has been successful in your job. For example, if you are an employee and consider a car whose maximum speed is 180 kilometers. So no matter how much you can press the gas, it does not faster, and it is not possible to move faster. And a bird wants to fly, and your room is 3 meter high, and it cannot go any faster. Fly doesn't matter. It is there is no matter the bird is angel or a sparrow. As the first question. How much follow-up spirit do you have? I know that you will be as successful and as a persistent as you are. For example, for 3 years, and you will progress as much. For example, a person who is a mechanic and repairs a low model cars, and after 3 years, his income will not increase much. the story of agricultural stage such as planting, keeping, and harvesting is a progress and must be followed. For example, woodpecker wants a nest, but trees to get and plant is look like planting progress in agriculture, and pursuit and target determine what to plant, and progress is progressing agricultural means working and harvesting, and harvesting means using the results and longest progress. There is a progress and it is the same business. For example, finding a customer, following up with the customer, and selling product. But the most important process is in sale is a follow-up, and you should work on it and focus on it. Some people get fed quickly and are not ambitious, so you can succeed with this attitude. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. Hope to listen to the other podcasts too. Have a good time. Goodbye.